Lesson 10. Reading. Entering the workforce.
In Japan, university students usually start job hunting in their third year. This can be stressful for many students. Students need to learn carefully about companies to find the best company for them. These students also have to show their skills in their resume, tests, and interviews. One skill that many large companies in Japan want is strong language skills. If a company buys and sells products abroad, its workers need to use English or another language. For example, workers can write emails and have meetings in English, or go on business trips to other countries. Some jobs in Japan need English more than others. Flight attendants and train station staff sometimes use it to communicate with people who cannot understand their language. Some jobs in the emergency services, such as police officers and doctors, may also need to use English. To encourage workers to improve their English skills, many companies give workers TOEIC targets. When workers achieve these English goals, they can get higher salaries. Some Japanese companies, such as Rakuten and Uniqlo, have made English their official company language. This means that all company meetings and emails are in English. Even after university students finish job hunting, some of them face difficulties after they enter the workforce. One difficulty is working overtime. According to Japanese law, employees can normally work a maximum of 45 overtime hours a month. But many workers do much more than this. For example, some employees work over 80 hours overtime a month. There have been famous examples of death by overwork, karoshi, in the news, for example at companies like NHK. Laws went into effect in 2019 and 2020, but have not been successful in reducing work time. Another difficulty for workers is balancing work with their private lives. Some workers feel frustrated because they sometimes miss fun events outside work. Many people think that companies should do something to reduce workers' difficulties. One way is to create stricter rules to limit overtime. Another way to improve workers' work-life balance is to offer more flexible working hours. For example, some people could start work at 10 o'clock in the morning or finish work at 4 o'clock in the afternoon in order to take care of their family. Another idea is that if more companies offer childcare support, it would be easier for employees to have a family. In addition, teleworking is convenient and was popular during COVID-19. However, by 2023, most employees were only working in offices again. There are some other simple things that companies can do to improve their employees' work-life balance. For example, companies could encourage their employees to take more vacation time. Another idea is to give longer lunch breaks or organize work trips or picnics so people can relax. Many Japanese companies already do morning exercises at work to help employees stay healthy. It may be a good idea for more companies to do this. However, if workers need to do exercise before work, they must arrive at the office even earlier than usual. It is also important for employees to think about how they can have a good work-life balance. One way is to have a person who they can talk to about their work. It can be coworkers, family, or friends who give them some advice and emotional support. Having a good relationship with coworkers can also help workers finish their tasks in a shorter time because they can work together. Workers also need to know what support they can get when they experience problems at work. For example, Japan has labor standards inspection offices, and they can be helpful when there are problems, for example, with overtime. Entering the workforce is exciting because people can learn from their coworkers as well as develop different skills. However, adjusting to a big change and creating a good work-life balance can be difficult. Answering questions such as, how can workers have a healthier work-life balance, may help people find a good job and feel more satisfied at work.